have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
With Luke, Rach and Cam, and it's party time.
It is party time. Well, you went to a bit of a birthday celebration.
I did. It was like the biggest, most celebratory birthday ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was my rainbow friend's baby's first birthday. Wait, he's a gaby. Of a rainbow family. Oh, I really stuffed that, didn't I? He's got two mums, and it was his first birthday.
First birthday. So there were strippers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it probably wouldn't have surprised me because everyone was just, like, getting drunk. He was the only child there at his own first birthday party.
Well, you don't have friends when you're one.
No, you don't. You don't.
I don't have friends when I'm 30.
He does have a friend, though. His friend's name's Christian. I've met him.
It just means that two parents put two babies next to each other and went, look,
regularly,
they're friends.
Yes.
But yeah, I was saying this to you before, like that first birthday is more about parents celebrating, being like, look at a thing we created.
Yeah.
It's like when you like go, hey guys, I knitted this scarf. Hey guys, I made a baby.
They did pretty good. Like they made a pretty good baby. And like the donor is part of his life. And so he was there and I was holding the baby at the time when the donor came and he was really excited to see him, but the baby didn't reciprocate it. He was just like, eh, what up, male contributor to my being.
Nice.
Because he was definitely very aware of what was going on.
Yeah, no, exactly. He knew exactly what was happening. But something I noticed at this birthday party was he got a lot of gifts.
Right.
Like, probably like 50 presents.
Whoa.
And there was probably only 20 of us there.
Jeez.
And I want to know, why is it that the older we get, the less presents we get?
I mean, 50 presents for a one-year-old seems like a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, in fairness, I bought him two things. I bought him a book about love makes a family.
Right.
Cute little rainbow book. And then
Can you read already?
Yeah, genius child. No, of course not. His mother's read to him.
I don't know how kids work.
That's very apparent.
but I also bought him like this little block car thing, which was it's a little police officer because one of his mums is a police officer.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
first birthday is so hard.
Yeah.
To buy for, because you need to get something that's not going to, like, it's not going to last forever. But, you know, it needs to be something they're going to interact with, but it can't be too intelligent because, let's be honest, they're a one-year-old baby.
Yeah.
Like, they still get shocked by peekaboo. Like, come on, baby. I'm behind the towel. Get it together. Like, and so I find the best thing to do for a first birthday is loud gifts.
Oh, yes.
Just stuff that
drum
makes noise.
Kits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad for the parents, though? Won't they be like,
then they shouldn't have had a baby.
It's true.
But why is it that kids, like babies, get so many presents? They're not even going to remember that they got presents.
Because if it was me...
Am I trying to impress the parents? Is that what I was doing?
I mean, because I haven't had any friends who have had a baby that I've been close enough with to go to like a first birthday, right?
Yeah.
All my friends are kind of about to hit that stage of having babies. Like, it's going to happen soon. I'm just waiting for the... I'm pregnant. I'll be like, okay, now it's going to be this stream of...
Like me.
...children flying out of vaginas everywhere.
It'll be me next year, I reckon.
But I think I'd probably get the parents something. You know what I mean? I'd be like, first birthday, congratulations. You survived a year looking after this little demon child, whoever it is. I'd be like, have a bottle of wine. Have a spa day.
Can you imagine that? You hand over a present and it's like, happy birthday, happy first birthday. Congratulations on making it to 1 year. Here's a bottle of wine.
Some scotch. Like, yeah,
baby's just chugging away.
Yeah, I'd want to give something for the parents. It's like a good job. Like, you survived a year.
That's true.
Because the kid's going to have a million things. It's not going to matter. It's not going to care. It's not going to know. They're all going to be thrown out in a year anyway. Get the parents something nice.
Do you know the one of the worst things? So both my sisters are fairly new parents. Both of them, are their birthdays around the baby being born, like when those birthdays that were kind of right after it, people were getting them like parenting gifts. So we were all like, no, we're going to get you something that's for you, that is just like very focused on it being about your birthday, not the fact that it's your birthday and you're a mum.
Yeah.
But it does suck that you get less presents as you get older. I know some birthdays I've had over the last couple of years, I've only had like a couple of things, if anything.
Mm. Should we be buying presents for kids though? Like, in 5 years' time, he might not even know who Auntie Rach is, in inverted commas.
Probably won't.
Or he might be like really obsessed with consumerism and that's a real problem. Do you buy babies lots of presents?
Are you a cog in consumerism's wheel?
Are you? I know I am.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Oh. Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You're with Luke, Rach and Cam on Big Breakfast on Joy 94.9. And we're talking all about birthdays.
Birthday party.
Because Rach went to her first birthday party during the week. Because she's a party animal and you can't stop her.
Exactly. Watch out.
But unfortunately, you made the harsh reality discovery that kids get lots of presents and we don't.
I was actually kind of sad because like my birthday this year, I did get a lot more presents than I was expecting. Thank you, Cam.
That's all right. Yeah, you're welcome.
It's come in handy a lot in the last 2 weeks. Not having electricity. But yes, child birthday. He got like 50 presents and there was maybe 20 of us there. And like some of these people were in couples as well, by the way, the 20 of us. And I was just like, why do babies get so many presents, but we as adults don't?
And we had a message in from Andy who said, the older you get, the less gifts you need because you should have enough by this stage of life.
But it's not true. I want fun things. Buy me a little race car.
Yeah, children don't have to deal with the day-to-day, you know, working and financial struggles and anxiety and stress and other mental health that we deal with as adults. So we really need the pick-me-up. Kids don't need it.
Yeah, and like
they're happy anyway.
Bright,
you give them a cardboard box, they're happy.
Things? We need bright, stimulating things.
Yeah.
Do you know what? As someone who's at a house that's full of bright, stimulating things and is about to like, I have to cull a lot of it before we move.
Oh my God, presents. No.
Dude, give me less things.
Like,
Rowan and I these days actually say we want, like if someone's going to purchase something, we want experiences, not things.
Oh, yeah, I like that
as
well.
That's better than like, I want your presence, not your presence.
No, I don't want your presence. That's not a present to me.
I want a puzzle, like good puzzles.
Yeah.
I think as well, like kids' gifts are really cheap. Like, that's if you get lots of little small things.
You go to the supermarket and spend $2 on, like, a little book or something. It's like, yeah, there you go. Like, with adults, if you get, like, a $2 book, they're like, what the F is this?
The book that I got was not $2.
You're doing it wrong.
It was quite expensive. No, because I wanted a Rainbow Family
love.
Book.
Right, very specific.
Yeah.
Getting that pink dollar.
Yeah.
Which is so not a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that adults are really hard to buy for as well, you know? I think kids are easy because you can't get them any old trash. Like, you know what I mean? Like, adults, I feel like you have to think about it because there's things they already have in their house and, like, what are their hobbies and interests.
Why can't we just buy adults fun toys?
I already told you why, because I have a house full of stuff I don't need anymore.
Well, like, toys.
Yes, because so Rowan has a real love for all things Nintendo, and all of his ex-staff used to just be like, I bought you this random Mario plushie, and we've got so many, because he's the nice guy that goes, oh, thanks, and brings it home. And now I'm like, I want to throw them all
what
out.
What do you expect him to do, though? Like, give it back to them and go, this I already have seven of them.
No, I would rather that they would stop giving him gifts.
Oh, he's so nice, he brings home their gifts. Like, what do you expect him to do?
No, that's not, they're not angry at him. I'm just wishing people would stop giving him shitty little gifts that mean nothing.
Why is Cam being really angry at Ro for bringing home gifts? That's really strange.
Poor Ro.
Say all you want. I know he's listening and I know he knows that I'm not saying that. Because I've very adamantly said your staff need to stop giving you things.
You could collect all of the Marios together and sell them as a collection for like $1 million.
No, they're not that good.
Like, but they're a collection.
Well, we donate them.
So wanky.
For the needy.
So wanky.
The needy.
Wow. That feels like an attack on me. But I remember like when I was 17, someone got me as a present.
As a present?
Yeah, got me a $2 notebook and a pencil.
Woo!
I was furious.
Wow.
What's fair?
It was so cheap.
Did it have like the price tag on the back of the notepad as well, probably?
They
like,
just bought it on their way to the thing.
They probably did. Do you think we should still be buying presents for adults?
Presents are fun. I would love more presents, I have to say. Like, last couple of years, because I was studying and saving to go overseas, so I literally was like, I don't want anything. Like, let's not even to Matt. I said, don't buy me stuff. I don't want gifts because I'm going away on holiday. I want the money to go towards that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had like a really like nothing birthday last year. It's totally fine. I'm not angry about it. Like, it's all good. But like, this year, now I'm ready for like a proper birthday again. You know, I'm keen for like a big celebration.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if I got you a birthday present last year.
I don't think you did.
I think it's because we didn't end up doing anything for your birthday.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Cam, because this year I'm going to have a party.
Oh,
and then
good.
You're going to have to get me something.
That's fine. I'm sure I can think of something.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Can I just move on to the issue of baby presents?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You've got it all wrong, Rach. The only reason people give that many baby presents. So 50 baby presents for a one-year-old gives you the next 50 birthday parties assorted. Nobody's unwrapping them. Nobody even knows. At the end of time will come and nobody will have ever unwrapped those presents. They're just shuffled around the groups. That is literally, there's a present cupboard.
Yes.
In everybody's house, and
excellent.
That's where they will end up.
Yeah. He's the only baby in the entire like friendship group. They're the first ones to have a baby, yeah. Which is why there was only adults at his first birthday. So, yeah, they'll have to keep all the presents until someone else makes a baby.
Yeah.
That's good advice, actually.
Yeah, good things.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.